God's word for our consideration this evening. God's word to guide us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to nourish us is from the letter of Paul to the Romans at the 15th chapter in this one verse. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So for God's word for our consideration this evening, to nourish, to strengthen, to guide us as we live in this world as God's redeemed children in Jesus. I want you to think about your life. And as you think about your life, I want you to think about one concept of your life. And that concept is faith. Because your life and faith go together. I want you to also think about illustrations that can happen in your life that show forth your faith. Your faith in your God, your faith in your Savior Jesus. I want you to think about Horatio Spafford, or Spafford. Horatio was a man of God. He was a businessman, and he was a successful businessman until the fire of, in the Chicago fire of 1871, it wiped out all of his real estate. He was able to build his business up a little bit, but it was pressing down on him. So he decided that he and his family were going to take a long vacation, and they were going to go across what the Brits would call the pond, and they were going to go to Europe. But Spafford, I got to keep pronouncing that name right, he was so busy, he sent his family on ahead of him, his wife and four daughters. All of a sudden, as his wife and four daughters were transgressing or transporting the sea, the ship that they were on was struck by another ship and it sunk. And Spafford's wife was the only survivor of that family. Four daughters died. And Spafford said that he had to go to Europe, he had to go to his wife. So he left on another ship. They get halfway across the Atlantic where the accident took place. And the captain asked Spafford to come up. And as he came up, he was emotionally distraught. One can only understand his plight and his time. And so he stood there for a while, and then he went down to his cabin and he wrote a hymn. A hymn that's in our hymnal. And the hymn is titled in our hymnal, When Peace Like a River. And the refrain of that hymn would be, it is well with my soul. And that's really what we would be accustomed to, the title, it is well with my soul. Can you imagine how his faith played out by writing that hymn, even though he was distraught and lost his daughters to this accident? Well, I want you to think about your life. And I want you to think about the ups and the downs of your life. We have joys. We have amazing joys. Just this last week, we were able to spend some time with our grandson, Liam. And it was an amazing time to see this little toddler of almost 14 months just transgressing and being around and going from one thing to another. It was just the joys. But also mixed in with those joys was also knowing the downs, the depressing times here, because Liam is a product of a broken family. Daughter-in-law and son are divorcing. And so this young man, this 14-month-old Liam, is a joy that we give God thanks and praise for each and every day. So we can see the joys in our life. The joys of births, of sons and daughters and grandchildren. We can see the joys of confirmations and birthdays and all of those things. But mixed in with all of that is the distressing times. And especially the distressing times that we're going through now. I was just watching the news tonight, and here they're talking about all these vaccines that are going to transverse the country. But they've got a plan. And the plan is that I think it's FedEx is going to take the western part of the states, and UPS is going to take the eastern part of the states. But in that, as they transport these vaccines, they're going to be transported also by law enforcement. What does our country come to that these vaccines have to be guarded by law enforcement? It brings us down to know the conflicts that we have in our country, the conflicts that we have within our households, the conflicts of not being able to touch one another. And if you're not from the same household, even though they're brothers and sisters or sons or daughters, you still have to wear a mask. You still have to do the social distancing. You still have to no hugging. And we wonder what this life is coming to. And yet the Apostle Paul is writing to a group of Christians, to those who are living under the catacombs of Rome, who are struggling with their faith, who are struggling to know that if they came up out of those catacombs, and started walking around the streets, they would be taken, they would be killed because of their faith. So the Apostle Paul writes to them and tells them that throughout all of these scriptures that God has given to us, He has given to us hope, endurance and hope. And that hope is given to us as we look forward to the Christ child in whom we will celebrate on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But not only that, as we look forward to Jesus returning to this earth, He will come again and He brings us hope and peace and joy and the knowledge that He has given Himself for us. And this is there to strengthen our lives. Our lives that have been crushed by so many things and crushed by our own sins. Crushed by sins of pride and envy and greed. Those sins that sit back in our minds and kind of try to take over our lives. Jesus took care of those sins. And that's the joy that we have, the joy of being God's disciples in this world and God's children redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, to know that we are strengthened, that we are strengthened. Just as Paul said in Philippians, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. God strengthens us to do many things. As we were sitting with our son Paul this last Sunday, and he was talking about with joy what God has given him. Only he didn't say what God has given him. We were sitting there almost waiting for that to be said, and we were almost ready to jump in. This is what God has done. But we waited, and it hadn't been said. But anyway, Paul had lost his job in the beginning of June, just like a lot of people lost their jobs. And out of the blue, he was called upon to give to be in this teaching position. And he said, you know, Dad and Mom, this is what I've wanted to do for so very long, is to teach. And we could see the brightness of his eyes and what he said in his speech. And we were about ready to say, well, that's because God gave you that gift. We should have said that. God gave him that gift. God gives all of us the gifts so that we may continue to be His children here in the world and reach out to others He gives us that strength to be in those kinds of things in our lives because he promises us that he will be with us. He promises us that he will be with us no matter what happens. He says in the prophet Isaiah says, "Do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you walk through the water, I will be with you. And the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." So he says that he will walk with us. That he will walk with us in the ways of our life, in the joys, and he will walk with us in the dark days, the despairing days, those days that will come upon us. Because we know that when we are born, we will die. So God is walking with us, even in those dark days when we face death and dying. And now, because of the pandemic, it's even gotten worse because people cannot be together, families cannot be together when you walk these despairing ways. But know that when these times come, we have a God who reaches out to us, and we have a God who tells us that he will be with us no matter what happens, and that he will give us joy and hope. Hope as we look in the future, knowing that he will be with us. He tells us through the prophet Jeremiah, "I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and give you a hope and a future." So that word hope is written throughout the scriptures to tell us how gracious God is and how he is, and he is the one who keeps his promises. As we continue in our life, he keeps those promises of being with us and walking with us each and every day of our lives. So as Horatio Spafford wrote that hymn, and as he got down to the hymn, the end of the hymn, it is well with my soul. It is well with our souls and with our lives that God dwells in us through our faith that grabs hold of him. Even though that faith is a roller coaster, we know that God will be with us. We know that because of our faith, and our faith that is in him because of Christ Jesus, who was born as the babe of Bethlehem and who has died as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Lord and Jesus, our Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, Amen.